Welcome to AltUniverse Top 40. My name is John McMullen. For the next hour, we will listen to some records, talk about chart positions, and make some good-hearted adjustments that time and taste demand. On today's installment, we take a look at some of the greatest power ballads to ever blast over the airwaves. One such power ballad was written by two members of the Canadian group Toronto and demoed in 1983. While the two guys who wrote the song were all in favor of releasing it, they were outvoted by the other three in the band. So the song just sat there, unreleased for over a year, until the song's publisher actually listened to it. Knowing that Toronto was never going to do anything with it, that publisher took it to a different group, who promptly had a worldwide hit with it. For our little slice of heaven at number 7, we will appreciate an early rock and roll hit from a Pittsburgh group that exemplified what power ballads sounded like back in the 50s. Even without a slow motion video to accompany it, this all-time classic is as emotional as any of MTV's power ballads from the 80s. Later, we will present a very well-known power ballad that was recorded in 1982 and released in 1983, and was considered a flop when it stalled at number 61. 2 years later, the five-man rock act that recorded the song broke up. Then, 7 years after the song was recorded, a disc jockey from Las Vegas took a gamble and started playing it completely out of the blue. Against all odds, the one-time flop took off and went all the way to the top. Finally, for our Hall of Perfection track, we will hear a quintessential power ballad that was written specifically for British vocalist Elkie Brooks. She turned it down. When an attentive record exec heard the song that she rejected, he correctly predicted that it would hit number one, even if he wasn't sure which act was going to take it there. But first, just as we do each week, we begin with a single that at some point was perched at number 40. Some of these were on the way up, some were on the way down. Some hit number 40 for a one-week peak and then ran off with the circus. What kind of number 40 do we have today? Well, we crank up the tour bus with a classic power ballad whose melody came to composer Jonathan Cain in a dream. After Cain completed the song on a backstage grand piano in Saratoga Springs, New York, his bandmate, Neil Sean, remarked, quote, "Jonathan told me he got the melody out of a dream. I wish something like that would happen to me," close quote. Not long after this song became popular, 80s superstar Prince contacted Cain and asked him to listen to a new song of his that used the same chords. Cain did, and then gave Prince the thumbs up to use those chords for a little song called Purple Rain.
I will run into the midnight sun. Wheels go round and round on my mind. Restless hearts sleep alone through nights, sending all my love along the wire. They say under the beach of the world.
40 on its way up to a peak at number 12. That was Journey and Faithfully, a record that rock writer Paul Elliott called, quote, the greatest power ballad of all time, close quote.
Alt-Universe Top 40.
At number 20, we have a band from Mobile, Alabama, who hit number 10 back in 1974 with the song Keep On Smiling. During that period, the six guys in the band added two female vocalists for their road work. One was future British pop singer Elkie Brooks, who we mentioned during our introduction. By 1977, though, the group changed labels, dropped the ladies as backing vocalists, and went to England. While working with producer Gary Lyons, they recorded the album Mannerisms at the Manor Studio near Oxford, England. While that album produced a top 40 hit with the bouncy song Street Corner Serenade, the side one closer was a power ballad that contained elements of bar band angst combined with a John Lennon-styled melody.
Can't have you for always. But I need you now. Can't hold you forever, got to get to you somehow. You told me, don't worry, don't worry. You told me, don't care. But my love for you is here. Don't turn me away. And I'm lost, baby. There's no turning back. You're holding the cards, baby. And the deck.
Power ballad that should have been released as a single and should have, at the very least, reached number 20 in Billboard, Cashbox, and Record World. That was the six-man rock act from Mobile, Wet Willie, and Don't Turn Me Away. Incidentally, the string arrangement on that track was scored by Irish musician Fiacre Trench, the fellow who taught Linda McCartney to play the piano, and who scored the strings on I Don't Like Mondays for the Boomtown Rats.
This one went to 11.
My name is John McMullen, and this is Alt Universe Top 40. At number 11, we have the first big hit song written by one of the great power ballad writers of all time, Jim Steinman. After graduating from Amherst College in 1969, Steinman got his professional start as a songwriter by composing music for a puppet show called Ubu. Then, he wrote a song that was included in one of Bette Midler's early demos. His first release on a major label was Yvonne Elliman's recording of his song Happy Ending. By 1973, Steinman had written a musical called More Than You Deserve, which ran for 63 performances and included in its cast Tony Award winner Ron Silver and old Herman Munster himself, Fred Gwynne. During the course of the show, Steinman became friends with an actor in one of the smaller roles, a bombastic fellow named Marvin Lee Adey, who, for reasons unknown to Steinman, called himself Meatloaf.
Maybe we can talk all night, but that ain't getting us nowhere. I told you everything I possibly can. There's nothing left inside of me. And maybe you can cry all night, but that'll never change the way that I feel. The snow is really piling up outside. I wish you you've been cold to me so long. I'm crying icicles instead of tears, and all I can do is keep on telling you I want you,
I want you,
I need you,
I need you.
But there ain't no way I'm ever gonna love you. Now don't out of three, baby. Now don't be sad, 'cause two out of three.
Which sold 40 million copies, that was Marvin Lee Adey, better known as Meatloaf, singing the first of many Jim Steinman power ballads to hit the charts. Two out of three ain't bad.
Number 10. 10.
At number 10, we have a song that in 1985 totally reignited the career of a band that had a number of hot records during the mid to late 70s, but whose sales were sliding badly by the early 80s. During this same period of time, Brian Allen and Sharon Alton, two members of the Canadian rock act Toronto, wrote a power ballad with a third individual, Jim Vallance, who had worked with Brian Adams and Bachman Turner Overdrive. While their music publisher loved the song, the guys in Toronto never got past the demo stage with the track. The other members of the band simply did not want to record it, with Allen and Alton being outvoted. Not surprisingly, this caused a great deal of turmoil in the group Toronto, which led to Allen and Alton leaving the group. In the meantime, Michael McCarty from ATV Publishing simply refused to give up on the song once he heard it. He felt that it would be perfect for Heart and personally offered it to them. After watching their sales figures slide over the previous couple of years, Heart jumped on the song.
I've been lonely. I've been waiting for you. I'm pretending, and that's all I can do. The love I'm sending ain't making it through to your heart. You've been hiding, never letting it show, always trying.
Number 10 in Billboard and should have also reached the top 10 in Cashbox, Radio and Records, England, and Australia. That was Heart and What About Love, the song that obscure Canadian rock act Toronto refused to release. At number 9, we have a track co-written by the queen of power ballads, Diane Warren, and the guy who pointed out that it never rained in Southern California, Albert Hammond. It was the 8th consecutive power ballad hit for the group that recorded it, but was the first to feature vocalist Bill Champlin singing lead. Produced by Ron Nevison for Full Moon Records, here is the rock act that was a jazz rock powerhouse during the 70s and a power ballad factory during the 80s. Chicago.
Thought it wouldn't matter if we didn't stay together. And if it was over, maybe it was for the better. I was thinking I'd be alright till I thought it all through. Now I know.
9 on the radio and records chart, on its way up to number 3 in both Billboard and radio and records. That was Chicago and the first single released from their 19th album, I Don't Want to Live Without Your Love.
Universe Top 40.
Auden and Grace should have reached number 8.
Now we are up to a track that is modern and great and should have reached number 8. It is a remake of a power ballad originally released by the Pretenders, I'll Stand By You. While working on their 6th album, Pretender Chrissy Hynde collaborated with songwriters Billy Steinberg and Tom Kelly to come up with the group's one and only power ballad. It had a reasonable showing on the Billboard Hot 100, reaching number 16 and hitting number 11 on the mainstream rock chart. However, the song began to take on a life of its own when it reached number 8 in Australia and number 4 in Poland. Cover versions by Girls Aloud and Carrie Underwood began receiving airplay on all types of different outlets. Then, actress and singer Amber Riley turned in an incredible performance of the song for the television show Glee. I must admit that I never would have thought that I would play a Glee song on this show. However, the vocal performance by Ms. Riley on this well-crafted song simply demands it. That is modern and great and should have been released to reach number 8. That was Amber Riley and her cover of The Pretenders' I'll Stand By You from the television show Glee.
Alt-Universe Top 40.
Now we are up to our little slice of heaven at number 7. It is a classic early rock and roll single recorded by an American doo-wop group from Pittsburgh, consisting of Jimmy Beaumont, Janet Bogle, Wally Lester, Jackie Taylor, and Joe Verscheren. That group, the Skyliners. Back in 1958, those 5 Skyliners, along with record producer Joe Rock and string arranger Lenny Martin, all co-wrote a song that has been credited after the fact as one of the first ever power ballads. No, the Skyliners didn't make a slow motion video to go along with the song, nor did their fans wave lighters around at their concerts. But the emotional delivery of Jimmy Beaumont's lead vocal, combined with Janet Vogel's haunting counter melody, confirms that this early standard with 7 co-writers is indeed a power ballad. Sadly, talented and beautiful singer Janet Vogel's life became complicated by the fame and attention this song brought her. Eventually, her feelings of despair and depression led her to tragic suicide. Her story was made into a movie that shares the title of our little slice of heaven at number 7, Since I Don't Have You.
I don't
Slice of Heaven at number 7. Those were the Skyliners and their classic that really did hit number 7 on the Cashbox survey, Since I Don't Have You. Since our last broadcast, we have received messages from all around the world. Zach, a regular listener from Alabama, heard our 9.455 megahertz broadcast on WRMI. He reports a booming signal and says that it was a great listen for the whole hour. He thanks us for the great mix of history, forgotten favorites, and should-have-been hit songs. Well, Zach, we really appreciate your listening to us and the kind words in your reception report. We will do our best with our music and information in the future. Konstantin from St. Petersburg, Russia, heard our 7440 kilohertz broadcast on his R250M2 old Soviet military tube shortwave set with a 20-meter longwire antenna positioned 10 meters above the ground. He reports relatively unfavorable daytime shortwave conditions on the 41-meter band and switched to a web SDR in order to finish hearing the show. He is a passionate radio enthusiast and sent us photos, a video, and an air check along with his report. Well, Konstantin, we share your passion and we greatly appreciate your detailed air check and its attachments. We hope to be able to play the type of music that sounds great coming out of your vintage radio in the future. Can you hear us? If you can, please send your questions, comments, or reception reports to us in the form of an email addressed to john@altuniversetop40.com. We would love to hear from you.
This is Alt Universe Top 40.
Number 6.
When Kevin Cronin wrote Keep On Loving You, the song was a traditional love song with a soft piano-based tune. It was the band's arrangement that turned the soft little love song into a power ballad. According to Kevin Cronin, quote, "I walked into rehearsal and sat down at the piano and started playing Keep On Loving You, and the guys in the band looked at me like I was from another planet.
You should have seen by the look in my eyes, baby, there was something missing. You should have known by the tone of my voice, maybe, but you didn't listen. But you never bled. Instead, you lay still in the grass, all coiled up in the sand. And though I know all about those men, still I don't remember. 'Cause it was us, baby, when still together.
Number six, that was REO Speedwagon and the 17th song ever played on MTV's very first day, Keep On Loving Me. My name is John McMullen, and this is Alt Universe Top 40. At number five, we have a track from the Scene from a Distance album by the Memphis-based group Drama. You may recall from one of our earlier episodes that Drama evolved from The Breaks, who were recording under contract to RCA. For this 1985 release, Suzanne Jerome Taylor delivered a passionate vocal with her husband Pat Taylor on keyboards, and on lead guitar, that's right, the ever-present Jack Holder.
Where are the guarantees love used to promise me? Where do I go from here? What started out sincere has now left me on my own without a reason why.
Featuring the amazing voice of Suzanne Jerome Taylor and a superb video that received some airplay on MTV. That was Drama and their power ballad that should have reached number five. Why Did Forever Have to
All
End?
Universe Top 40.
Cool.
Regular listeners of ours from parts of the world where this song was not a major chart hit have certainly heard the lead singer's voice before. In episodes 3 and 39, we featured the band Cobra, the group from 1982 that included the same musician that we just heard at number 5 playing lead guitar for Drama, the ever-present Jack Holder. Well, Cobra also featured an extremely talented lead vocalist named Jimmy Jameson. After Cobra split, Jimmy joined Survivor and became such a chart regular that Casey Kasem called him The Voice during one of his countdowns.
How can I convince you what you see is real? Who am I to blame you for doubting what you feel? I was always reaching, you were just a girl. I knew I took for granted the friend I have in you. I was living for a dream, loving for a moment, taking on the just my style. Now I look into your eyes, I can see forever. The search is over, you were with me all the while.
it's so confusing, the questions of the heart. You followed me through changes, and patiently you'd wait till I came to my senses through some miracle of fate. I was living for a dream, loving for a moment. Come full circle, our destinies are one. So if you ever love me, show me that you give a damn. We'll know for certain the man.
With a song that charted considerably better in the United States than it did in England. That was Survivor, featuring Jimmy Jameson, and their massively successful power ballad at number 4, The Search Is Over.
Making changes that time and taste demand. This is Alt Universe Top 40.
Number 3.
Now we are up to our 3 from way downtown. And today we're talking about downtown Toronto, hometown of the 5-man rock band Sheriff. Back in 1979, vocalist Freddie Kirchy, guitarist Steve DeMarchi, keyboardist rhythm guitarist Arnold Lanny, bassist Wolf Hassel, and drummer Rob Elliott got together and formed the rock band Sheriff. It took them 3 years to get to the point of recording their debut album, which turned out to be their only release. That 1982 album featured a single that reached number 8 in their homeland of Canada in early 1983. When the song was released in the United States, it stalled at number 61. With nothing big on the horizon, Sheriff split up in 1985. 6 years after Sheriff's one big single had been a chart hit in Canada, disc jockey Jay Taylor, a popular Las Vegas radio host, began playing the song out of the blue. Listener response was immediate and very positive. Then KRXY in Seattle also began playing it in regular rotation. As a result, Capitol Records re-released the song. Unbelievably, that 7-year-old record, a single that had not been on any chart during the last 6 years, defied the odds and reached number 1 in the United States during February 1989.
Maybe it's the way you talk.
with our three from way downtown. That was Sheriff from Toronto, Canada, and their one big moment, When I'm With You, a recording that featured a note held by lead vocalist Freddie Kirchy for 19.3 seconds, the longest held single note by a male vocalist in chart history.
Alt Universe Top 40.
Number 2.
Back at number 40, we heard one of Journey's several classic tracks, a selection written by keyboard player Jonathan Cain, Faithfully. A few episodes back, we featured another song that was co-written by Jonathan Cain, Turn and Walk Away, a single by The Babies that I erroneously predicted would hit number 1. Well, Jonathan Cain wrote Turn and Walk Away with his bandmate from The Babies, John Waite. But as we mentioned back in episode 51, not long after that track was released as a single, Journey asked Jonathan Cain to replace Greg Raleigh as their keyboardist, and it turned out to be an offer that Cain could not refuse. Obviously, Cain fit in with Journey immediately, either writing or co-writing most of their successful material from the moment he joined. However, things in Journey weren't perfect between their lead singer, Steve Perry, and guitarist, Neil Sean. After Perry's solo project provided him with the huge hit in Oh Sherry, Sean and Cain joined up with Cain's old Babies bandmates, John Waite, and bassist Ricky Phillips, and, along with future Journey drummer Dean Castronovo, formed Bad English.
Sometimes I wonder how I'd ever make it through this world without having you. I just wouldn't have a clue. Sometimes it seems like this world's closing in on me, and there's no way of breaking free. And then I see you reach for me. Sometimes I wanna give up, wanna give in, I wanna quit the fight. And then I see you, baby, and everything's alright. What the touch of your hand can do, it's like nothing that I ever knew. Hey, and when the rain is falling, I don't feel it, 'cause you're here with me now. I wanna look at you, baby. It's all I'll ever need. It's all I'll ever need. When I see we'll be right back.
2 with three parts Babies and three parts Journey, with Jonathan Cain being the part in common. That was Bad English and their power ballad that will live on forever, When I See You Smile. Now we are up to our Hall of Perfection track at number 1. It is, to me, the quintessential power ballad. Its video was perfect for the song. The guitar sound couldn't be any better, especially during the short and sweet solo. The four-man rock act that recorded it, while still doing well on the road, actually needed this hit at the exact time they got it. While the group that recorded it usually recorded material written by their own lead guitarist, this song was from the outside. It was written by British songwriters Bob Mitchell and Nick Graham, specifically for the female vocalist that in her early days served as a backing vocalist for the band we heard at number 20, Wet Willie. That was Elkie Brooks. However, Ms. Brooks turned the song down, with no interest in it whatsoever. Not long after being turned down, the writers somehow placed the demo of the song into the hands of a record executive who flipped over it, predicting that it would hit number 1 for somebody. He thought that the song might be good for either Cheap Trick or Chicago. Armed with this demo and another demo that he thought was a number 1 record, the exec first approached the four members of Cheap Trick and played both songs for them. While not exactly unanimous, Cheap Trick agreed to record the first song, which turned out to be an incredibly smart decision.
Another night slowly closes in, and I feel so lonely. Touching heat freezing out my skin, I pretend you still hold me. I'm going crazy, I'm losing sleep. I'm empty, fighting way too deep over you. I can't believe you're gone. You were the first, you'll be the last. Wherever you go, I'll be with you. Whatever you want, I'll give it to you. Whenever you need someone to lay your heart and head upon, remember after the fire, after all the rain, I will be the flame. I will be the flame.
Watching shadows move across.
You'll always be the one.
Hall of Perfection track at number one. That was Cheap Trick and the song that, to me, is the greatest power ballad of all time, The Flame. And if you were wondering about that other song they turned down at the same time, it did also go to number one for Chicago. It was called Look Away. Well, that's all we have for today. Please be sure to join us next week for another installment of Alt Universe Top 40. In the meantime, to check out our older episodes, simply download the Mixcloud app and follow Alt Universe Top 40. Also, you can follow the links on our website at www.altuniversetop40.com. As we mentioned before, we would love to hear from you. Please send your questions, comments, or reception reports to us in an email address to john@altuniversetop40.com. For our website and email addresses, those are all lowercase and 40 is a number. Until we meet again, keep making those good-hearted changes that time and taste demand, and keep on smiling through the static.